Random House Audio presents 32 Ways to Be a Champion in Business by Irvin Magic Johnson. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman. Preface. While I spent 14 years in the NBA playing basketball, I always had bigger dreams of building a business empire. My first book, My Life, was a 1992 bestseller about my basketball career and my personal life during my playing days. It began with my childhood and wrapped up as I moved into business full-time with a company now known as Magic Johnson Enterprises. I am grateful for my experiences as an athlete, yet the rewards of my entrepreneurial endeavors have been even more fulfilling. I've learned that creating jobs and providing goods and services to urban communities beats even 5 NBA championships. It was not always an easy transition, however. I stumbled now and then as I began my business career, just as I stumbled when I tried to host my own television talk show. Still, I've bounced back in all those arenas. I won my first Emmy for my work on Inside the NBA with Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson. And I took home a Grammy Award for my successful audiobook, too. In my business career, more than a few skeptics told me that I was wrong to focus on underserved urban communities. Neighborhoods populated by minorities could not sustain the same big brand businesses that had thrived in the suburbs, the doubters said. They were wrong. Where they saw only problems, I created abundant opportunities. Many of those same doubters didn't think that the big money investors in private equity funds would support development in city neighborhoods. Yet our 2 urban funds have generated more than $2 billion in investments. Today, Magic Johnson Enterprises is a multi-million dollar company. I promise you that tomorrow we will be even bigger. Finally, there were many people who felt that my life was over when I discovered that I had the HIV virus. Again, they were wrong on all counts. I am grateful to be as healthy, strong, and every bit as energetic as in my NBA days. As you read 32 Ways to Be a Champion in Business, I hope you will learn from my experiences and benefit from the lessons I've shared. My goal is to help you fulfill your business dreams while bettering your life and the lives of those around you. Make no mistake, you will encounter skeptics and doubters too. Tell them that Irvin Johnson says not to bet against anyone with a dream and the determination to go after it. Part 1. Business Strategies. Magic Move Number 1. The Mission. Each of us can make a difference, even if it is one street corner at a time. My father and other entrepreneurs in my hometown, Lansing, Michigan, were my first business role models and mentors. Later, I got to know major entertainment executives such as Joe Smith of Elektra Asylum Records and Peter Guber of Sony Pictures because they had courtside Lakers tickets. When we socialized after games, they'd ask me about basketball, and I'd pick their brains about business. Still, it was J. Bruce Llewellyn, one of the most successful black men in America, who sent me off with a mission on my journey from basketball player to businessman. The son of Jamaican immigrants, he built an empire that includes one of the nation's largest Coca-Cola distributorships, a cable and broadcasting company, and Essence magazine. When we met, I got right to the point. I want to be a businessman after basketball, I told him. I want to make a lot of money like you. Mr. Llewellyn let me babble on like that for several minutes before he cut me off with a wave of his hand. No, Magic, he said. If money is all you want, there will never be enough of it, and you will never be happy. You've got to be about more than that. He had my attention. What did he mean? You have the opportunity to be a leader who can do great things and change people's lives for the better, he said. You can be a businessman who is also a catalyst for change. This great entrepreneur offered me more than I'd bargained for. Since high school, I'd sought out advice from every successful business person I'd met. This was the first person who had a bigger vision for me than I had for myself. A catalyst for change. That was a role I'd never imagined. I thought you had to be Nelson Mandela or the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to change the world. I learned instead that each of us can make a difference, even if it is one street corner at a time. I still saw myself as an athlete, a player who performed well on the basketball court and hopefully excited a few fans. I figured once my NBA days were over, I'd fade from the public view and focus on building wealth and a family. God has a way of telling you what you're supposed to be doing. He gets the message out, one way or another, until you finally pay attention. That meeting with J. Bruce Llewellyn was a defining moment. He changed my perspective by challenging me to expand my goals as a person and as an entrepreneur. A few weeks after my talk with him, God sent another messenger by the name of John Mack, who led the Urban League of Los Angeles for more than 35 years. Mr. Mack asked me to join the Urban League. Then he too challenged me. "You've got to become a leader in this community," he said. "You need to get involved and learn how things work." Bruce Llewellyn and John Mack opened my eyes and my mind to a much bigger world. I'd thought I was living large as a member of the Lakers. Yet once I immersed myself in business and joined the Urban League, I realized that an athlete's life offers a very limited perspective. Over time, I came to understand the vision others had for me. I made the next big step in my manhood when I heeded the advice of those two strong and committed leaders. They refocused my vision for my life, and I resolved to first make a difference in the world and let the money take care of itself. To accomplish that mission, I went back to school in the classroom of the real world. I was lucky. I had access to brilliant men and women of all races who gave me guidance. From Black Enterprise publisher Earl Graves to Lakers owner Jerry Buss and Hollywood super agent Michael Ovitz. Even with those great minds to guide me, I had a lot to learn. Certainly I made mistakes, and I will share what I learned from them in the pages that follow. To stay true to my mission, I will share the story of my journey from basketball to boardroom, while also providing guidance to aspiring entrepreneurs. Before we begin, I encourage you, just as Mr. Llewellyn and Mr. Mack encouraged me, to think of yourself and your business as catalysts for positive change in your community. Make a difference, and making money will follow. Creating community. One of my greatest pleasures these days is visiting my businesses in South Central. Described as the soul of Los Angeles, South Central is as diverse and complex as any community in America. It was the scene of the infamous Rodney King riots and the backdrop for many hip-hop music videos. But many intellectuals, musicians, actors, artists, professors, doctors, lawyers, and business leaders call South Central their neighborhood as well. On South Central's far western edge sits the Ladera Center, a shopping plaza that is home to the first Starbucks that I opened, and my Magic Fridays, which is a one-of-a-kind TGI Fridays restaurant. Today there are Starbucks and Fridays throughout urban America. Back then, there were virtually none in minority neighborhoods, until I partnered with those two big brands and convinced them that they were missing out on a huge market. Some call my target market urban America, or emerging markets, or the inner city. All of those descriptions apply to underserved communities, where my heart lies. I invest in underserved minority communities. My goal is to do well financially while creating jobs and providing goods and services for the people we serve in those areas. When I pitch that market and my businesses to corporate leaders, whether to Starbucks, Best Buy, Sodexo, or Aetna, I tell them...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?